In interviewing survivors around the world, one of the most surprising discoveries was the power of faith and religious belief in survival situations. Now, I'm a journalist and I'm very skeptical, but again and again I encountered people who believe that God and a higher power delivered them from the most extraordinary challenges. And so I began to research the science of faith, and it turns out there's a huge field that shows that faith is really one of the most powerful and universal survival tools. It gives people who are weak or in difficult situations incredible strength and force and power to overcome unbelievable adversity. And so I came to this conclusion that faith is really, as the military says, a force multiplier. It makes you stronger. It gives you a better chance at survival in really tough situations. I was always afraid of flying, and in 20 years in journalism, I had to travel hundreds of thousands, millions of miles, and I was always very worried when I got onto airplanes. But when I went to the Oklahoma City plane crash school that the government runs, the safety course, the master class on how to survive a plane crash, they teach a number of things. First, the rule of five. Sit within five rows of any exit. That's where you have the highest chance of getting out of a survivable plane crash. Within five rows of any exit, the front, the middle, or the back. Second, pay attention to the safety briefings. Most of us, around 65% of us, don't even listen to those safety briefings about where the exits are and what to do in an emergency. Lots of planes are different. It makes sense to pay attention to the briefing. Next, pay attention and be alert during the first 3 minutes and the last 8 minutes of a flight. That's when around 80% of the accidents happen. And fourth, relax. Believe it or not, stress. Fear of flying causes many more health problems than actual plane crashes themselves. Your chance of dying on your next plane crash in the United States, your next plane crash, is 1 in 30 million. That means you can travel every day on average for the next 95,000 years without ever encountering an accident. Survival is a way of looking at the world. It's a way of perceiving the challenges around you and responding accordingly. And throughout history, throughout human history, the number one survival tool is adaptability. Can you change your attitudes and your actions to respond to a new threat or a new challenge? People who are good at doing that have a higher chance of surviving life's toughest challenges. People who are inflexible, rigid, or go into denial, who refuse to face the reality of a new threat, they're the ones who are least likely to overcome that challenge. So across history and right now in daily life, the single most important survival tool, I believe, is adaptability, being able to change in a new and challenging environment.